Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Kamen Rider Chronicles. I'm your host, Joe, and while we don't have any announcements for Kamen Rider in general, I can announce now that Kamen Rider Chronicles has its own feed now. It has its own separate podcast feed. So if you would like to stick with listening to all that Comic Book Rundown has to offer, with Rundown Reviews, Comic Book Rundown, and Getting Franchised, along with Kamen Rider Chronicles, or if you want to just stick with Kamen Rider Chronicles by itself, that is all good as well. Kamen Rider Chronicles now has its own separate podcast feed. I will give you a heads up. Come the new year, I will start be running ads. The whole point of me having separate feeds for these shows, and Rundown Reviews will be getting its own feed as well here soon. But my whole point of having their own separate feeds will be that these shows will be getting ads soon. So just give you a heads up for that now, and all of them will, not just this, but basically every single show will have its own thing. Because, I mean, ultimately, Comic Book Rundown has become a network. As many shows as I have on it, it's become a network all on its own. And so that's really the news. This has got its own little podcasting feed. And like I said, come beginning of the year, there will be ads. I will keep the ads to a minimum as much as I can. Honestly, though, it'll just be like, because the episodes themselves tend to be somewhat short, outside of the ones where I'm covering Kamen Rider Ichigo on Thursdays, it'll be an ad, you know, beginning and the end. These with Zets, because they tend to be about, 20 to 25 minutes, we'll probably only have about one ad. Ichigo will have about two ads in the middle. But other than that, like, there won't be a lot of ads. So I just want to give you guys a heads up on that. But, so with that being said, let's go ahead and get into currently, while the show is still ad-free, let's go ahead and get into Kamen Rider Zets, Episode 10, Vanish. So we start out with Seven. He's jumping out of a helicopter, which looks pretty cool. So cool, in fact, that what we don't see is him making a fool of himself when he lands. Because we just see him making his way to his next mission after the jump. It turns out that his mission today is to find the national secret. And the way he is going to do that is by being the housekeeper for an art collector named Taro Atsumi. Atsumi is admiring his most recent piece, a painting of a lady and a flower. As Seven arrives and introduces himself, he is taking throughout the house and told to start working in the living room. As Seven begins, he is a terrible housekeeper. We figured that out pretty quickly. He has a duster in his hand and can't even pretend to dust things off. But he does notice the back door is open as a breeze starts blowing the curtains around. When he comes around the corner, Seven finds Nem standing on the platform. Apparently, she is supposed to be a mannequin in this dream, but she is having a really tough time standing still. Suddenly, Atsumi screams out, causing both not mannequin Nem and Seven to go running to him. Nem stays back around the corner, since she's not supposed to be moving in the stream, and Seven sees that the new painting is missing. Atsumi says that this is bad, and if they don't get it back from the thief that stole it, then the secret will be exposed. Seven and Nem are discussing the details of the mission, how the painting housed a national secret that, if found out, will be bad for someone. And, you know, watch it be something like the Prime Minister hates butterscotch pudding or something silly like that. I mean, who knows? This show, as fun as it is, it could be something silly, but it also could be something very serious. It is a dream logic. You never know. Seven takes out his Zets license and starts to use it to look around for clues because he also has the detector on it as well. He finds traces of footprints on the ground, although calling them footprints is very generous. They were little clumps of dust and hair, but this, you know, this ain't my show, so they can call it footprints if they want to. Well, I'll just go ahead and go along with it. The pair follow the trail, which leads them outside and onto the roof of a building. They are soon attacked by Knox as he shoots at them with his weapon. You remember that oversized sword from last episode? Well, it's also a gun, and it is called the Brakum Buster. The weapon itself, not just the gun. I've already let on that Knox is going to become a writer at some point when he pulls out a weapon like this, and there is clearly a spot where some capsums can go. Yeah, you're just screaming a new writer soon. I can tell you that it is not in this episode, but it will definitely be within the next two or three episodes. Anyway, Seven demands for Knox to return the recovery capsum, saying that he doesn't need it. Nem tells Seven that she thinks he is like her, someone who only exists in people's dreams. Knox tells Seven to drop this mission, and that learning too much could destroy him. And to prove his point, when Seven brings up the painting hiding a national secret, Knox appears on the other side of him and shoots him in the chest, blasting him off his feet and waking him up from his dream. In the command closet, Fujimi and Nasuka are debriefing Baku about the most recent black case, two paintings vanishing on their own from museums. Even though both paintings were from different artists from different eras, they both portrayed anemone flowers in the paintings. Seeing this, Baku remembers that the painting he saw in his dream had an anemone flower in it as well. And every time I see here anemone, I always think of Finding Nemo when the one fish is anemone, anemone, and then the stingray teacher is like, all right, kid, just don't hurt yourself. It always makes me laugh. It's just, you know, the way my brain works. But anyway, using his Zetz camera, he shows them a picture of the painting and tells them that it was stolen in the dream as well. Looking into it, Nasuka is able to find the three paintings were all missing for some time until recently when they were all rediscovered. Unlike the other two that were in the museums, this last one is harder to track down. She does present some other information, though. Faint footprints that were found at the scene, and apparently it has some mold attached to it. Or attached to them, the footprints. Baku recognized that immediately, and of course, the minute he said a nightmare is involved, Fujimi is ecstatic. Baku tells them that there is a chance that the paintings could hold a national secret, and that they need to get it back before the bad dream can come true. Nasuka is confused why they are still talking about dreams when real paintings are being stolen. So Baku explains, if a nightmare is not stopped in the dream world, then it will break through into reality, like it did when the police headquarters was blown up. Fujimi tasks Baku with finding out any information he can in the dream world, while he and Nasuka head off to the art museum to gather some clues. Baku is all for helping, but it is daytime, and that means that he is unable to access the dream world at the moment. Zero steps up and tells him that because he is trying to recover a national secret, that there are things he can do while he is awake as well. Baku remembers the restaurant invitation Zero had for him for Royal Shirogane, and figures it is going to be something like that. Turns out, the Zetz license has another feature on it. Because he is an agent of code, he can become anyone he needs to in order to complete the mission. His license allows him to be a member of a Society of Art Preservation, and he heads over to the other museum to ask about the other missing painting. Fujimi and Nasuka watch the security feed of the painting walking off by itself. Nasuka points out that the same print residue was found here too, meaning it could be the same perpetrator. They asked the curator if the painting was valuable at all, and the curator said it was priceless, and that the painting was donated to the museum by Kensei Adoka. Odoka? There we go. I said it wrong, or said it roughly wrong the last time, and I knew I was going to do it again this time, but I do my best. This unnerves Fujimi and Nasuka, since Kensei disappeared a year ago. Likewise, Baku is told that the painting at the museum, that at the other museum that he's at, was also donated. He pulls out his camera and shows the curator a picture of Atsumi, asking if he is the man that donated the painting. The curator says that he didn't donate it, but he was trying to buy it from the museum. He was very persistent, and he literally had to shove him out of the museum, the curator did. Baku reports his findings to Fujimi, letting them look into Atsumi on their end, but he is unsure why he is worried about a national secret in his dream if he is just an art collector. I bet the secret that Atsumi is talking about isn't a national secret at all. Still not against the butterscotch pudding thing. Just saying. Baku goes over to the Gashapon machine and pulls out two new capsums, Barrier and Wonder. Barrier is the power of unbeatable defense, and Wonder says that it contains a mysterious power. Baku looks to Zero and asks if the colors of the capsums mean anything. Zero confirms that they do and proceeds to inform him about each one. Red provides physical enhancements to the user. Blue grants the user mastery over technology. Green connects to the user's willpower and control of the mind. And purple provides the user power to control the principle of reality. Physicum, Technilum, Esperim, and Paradim. It's got a G in there somewhere. I don't know if that last one's right. But these are the four categories that grant the user their dream abilities. After the explanation, Baku tries to get more capsums, but he is unable to. Zero tells him not to get greedy. He is only allowed to pull so many out at once. Baku then tells Zero about how the recovery capsum had been stolen recently by Nox, although Baku doesn't know his name at the moment. I just want to point that out there. I think in episode 2, when I found out his name was Nox, I've just been calling him Nox. Explained it back then. Again, Baku doesn't know his actual name. He does find out in this episode, though. I will say that. So, now, going forward, we can officially say his name is Nox. So he calls him a mysterious man who has been helping the nightmares. I wouldn't be surprised if Zero knows Nox or even recruited Nox first before turning to Baku. And I think I even called that a couple episodes back. Baku leaves the command closet to find Minami in his closet. Or in his room, sorry. Not entirely sure what she was doing there, but it was fun to see him trying to come up with a reason why he just nonchalantly walked out of his closet like he did. After she left his room, Fujimi and Nasuka knock on his window, and Baku lets them in. They were able to find some info from Atsumi's social media, where he is trying to track down lost art pieces, and he starts chatting with an account called Knight. Now, I know I failed Latin in high school, and I know that's hard to do. It should be easy, but I took it as a blow-off class, and after two teachers left, one retired and the other one got a better job. The third teacher actually taught stuff. That's the whole thing. But there was the few things that I do remember from that is that the Latin word for Knight is Nox. So, Nox, Knight, we know that this is Nox here. And Fujimi and Nasuka were able to piece together that Knight is Kensei Adoka from the curator. Fujimi then tells Nasuka to give Baku the file on Kensei, telling him to read up on him. and also informing him that he was his missing partner. Baku is surprised at this, but he gets more surprised when Fujimi suggests waking Atsumi up so that they can interrogate him. He protests, saying that if he is awake, then he won't be able to enter his dreams. The two leave, and Baku looks over the file and sees for himself that Kensei is the same person that is helping the nightmares. Seven wakes up and is greeted by Nem. He tells her that he has a lead on the case. They hop onto the Zero motorcycle and follow the tracks in hopes of finding the nightmare they belong to. I do want to question the trail now being on the road when it took them to the roof of a building before. But again, I'm getting into the weeds here. It's just a fun show. I need to just let the show do its thing. Plus, it's also possible he followed the trail in the other direction this time. It's whatever. Anyway, they are following the trail, and we are then shown what looks to be an office building from the outside. Inside the building, we find the mold nightmare hanging up the stolen art piece from Atsume alongside the other two paintings. Altogether, they actually look really cool and really pretty. Mold nightmare unleashes his mold onto the paintings, and we see them start to corrode away. At the same time, three out of the four mind's doors open up, revealing the same thing. Nox walks up and congratulates the nightmare on the job well done. But they seem to be celebrating too soon, because Seven and Nem come crashing through the window on Zero and stop between these two and the now paintless paintings. Good job saving these priceless items there, Seven. Just saying. Nox looks on in annoyance, telling him that he should have dropped this mission. Seven attaches his driver and pops in the impact capsule and transforms, obviously not caring what he thinks. As Zetz goes to attack, Mold Nightmare steps up. With each punch that Zetz connects with, dust flies off, causing him to rethink his strategy. If he breathes in too much of the moldy air, it could really mess up his insides. So instead of punching him, he starts throwing the mold nightmare around, until Zero throws out the Break'em sword, and Zetz then goes ham, all, you know, basically just attacking him with the sword. Nox heads for the paintings, ready to get the secret, but Nem steps in front of them and Zero, who is still in his motorcycle form. When he tells Nem to get out of the way, she stands her ground. So Nox pulls out his Break'em buster and levels it at her. Zetz sees this on the projector screen from across the room. Why is it projected? We're projecting other things going on in this room from different angles, you might ask? Plot. That's why. I honestly don't know. But it does provide us with a cool scene later on, so I will let it slide for now. Regardless, Zetz disengages from Mold Nightmare and then rushes over to Nem, popping the barrier caps in place as he does, and getting in front of her with two giant shields on his arm as Nox fires. He then puts up a barrier around them, Zero, and the paintings, and tells them not to leave the barrier. Mold Nightmare starts to attack again, and Zetz counters and is able to push him through the projector screen, which is now showing the outside of the building, and the two pop up outside the building. That's the scene I was saying was pretty cool. Like, they were able to basically, because we've seen in previous episodes when they want to transition from one location to the next, sometimes they just do, and it's fine. And sometimes it'll happen to where, and because it's a dream, it makes sense. It works. But sometimes it'll be like, oh, somebody gets shot through a wall, and it now they're in a completely different setting. This is one where Zetz is pushing him through the projection screen, and it's outside. So, all right. So he's pushing him through the screen and now they're outside. Like, I thought that was really cool. That really worked for me. And I lost my place on the notes here. Where are we at here? Okay. So Zetz then just manhandles Mold Nightmare all over the place, tossing him around this parking lot. As he goes in for another punch, He gets sent flying back after being shot by the Brecken Buster. Knox walks up and Zetz attempts to piece everything together. He asks if he, Kensei Adoka, was trying to keep him from this mission because he hid a national secret in the paintings that he donated. Knox says that Kensei no longer exists. He introduces himself properly to Zetz, calling himself the agent who lives in the night and wanders through dreams. And then Zetz gets hung up on the agent part. And that's where the episode ends. Now, this was I like this episode. This is a really good episode. Fun episode. They still have a lot of fun parts at times. Seeing Baku dress up like in a costume in the real world, pretending to be an art curator of sorts, or was a supervisor, surveyor, art preserver, whatever the heck that was called, trying to go to just get the information from the museum, and he has this whole like fake mustache on. It was fun to see. Really did enjoy that. The seeing Fujimi and Nausicaa still climbing through the window is still, I'm still getting a kick out of that every time. I know it's not going to last. At some point, they're finally going to be able to come through the door. I think, maybe. Regardless, I'm still having fun though. However, there are a couple of moments in here that, so like earlier when Nem was talking about Knox and how he is like her and how he only exists in the dream world, I am going to be really upset when Nem wakes up finally and she doesn't recognize Baku after spending all this time with him in the dream world. Now, again, she's spending time with Seven. And I have explained in previous episodes, and they've explained in the show, that the way he projects himself in the dream world is completely different than he projects himself in the real world. But the way the show is working out is that he is definitely starting to become the way he is in the dream world. Like, the seventh persona is meshing or bleeding into his real world self. And that's good. Like, I'm liking that. So maybe by the time Nem does wake up, eventually she will be able to recognize him. But it is going to be one of those things where, when it happens, when she does finally wake up, I can see her not recognizing him, and then it's gonna be like, oh, come on. But that being said, want to go ahead and do our counts. I think I finally officially have the counts all up to date by this time. I know I was gonna try to do it last episode, but I didn't. But yeah, so what we have is a kill count. And I know we're only at 10 episodes, but Zetz has a total of 10 kills. And that's because he, during the prison episode, there were 8 of them when he duplicated himself. And because of the rule, one attack, one kill, while they all attacked at the same time and while they all were the same person, they all had separate attacks, so that technically counts. There's a loophole. I got it. Yes. Anyway. So yeah, 15 total for that at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah. Is my math?
Yep. Yep. And then the other count that I'm doing for the show, which works perfectly for Zetz, is the cowlick that he has, that Seven specifically has when he's in his dream world. And it showed up very first episode, and it is something specific to him, and it likes to, and specifically what I'm counting is anytime it like it twitches, and there's usually like a little sound that goes with it. So I currently have a count of, there was one in this episode. So if I add that, if I did my math right, because I had to go back through and look, I think that brings it up to a total of 5 times the cowlick just kind of like twitches itself. Which is just kind of fun. It's just a little fun little thing. But yeah, no, that's what I have for now for that. But other than that, no, there's really nothing else at the moment. Other than Nox, I want to see Nox. Like, I've seen the costume online, so I'm just waiting for him to transform, which if he transforms next episode, I mean, it's going to be great. I mean, of course, it's going to be the end of the episode. It's going to be one of those things where see him transform, and then we have to wait a whole nother week to watch him in action. But it's going to be great to see. But no, like, I think it's going to be, it'll be interesting to see what happens and to see what plays out from this. And yeah, if it just, this episode makes me think that, and especially Zero's reaction to him, to Baku telling him about Nox stealing the recovery capsum. Zero definitely, I think Zero knows about Nox. And I think Zero recruited Nox before, recruited Kensei before. And he just went down the rabbit hole and never came back, and something happened to him while he was in the dream world, and that's why he disappeared, and that's why Fujimi became so obsessed with the black cases like he did. So it's all connected. But I think that's all I got for now. So thank you all for listening. Like I said, you guys can check this us out over on this show separately, obviously. On Mondays and Thursdays, you can check out Comic Book Rundown proper the last Saturday of the month. This month, Ron and I are going to be talking about Seven Secrets. Every Friday is Rundown Reviews. That will be having its own feed here shortly. Check back within the next couple weeks. And that should, it will definitely have its own feed by the beginning of the year. I will say that much. But should be having its own feed here real soon. I'm trying to get the cover photo done first. And then once I get that done, I'll be able to get the episode or the everything transferred over, and then it'll have its own separate feed. But then we also have Getting Franchised the last Sunday of the month. This month, Chuck and I covered Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving the Musical. That one's actually, I'm putting that episode out this coming Sunday. Usually it's the last Sunday of the month, but that episode's going to come out before Thanksgiving to give everybody a nice little treat for Thanksgiving. That's the thing that we watched. I mean, it was fun-ish, but I mean, it's whatever. But yeah, go ahead and check us out over on all the social medias, Comic Book Rundown. Email comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Rate and review us. If you do, we'll read on an upcoming episode. If you want to, honestly, if you want to come on the episode and talk Kamen Rider, reach out. I will gladly have people on and we can talk Kamen Rider. I would love to talk Kamen Rider with people. So hit me up. We will figure something out. But until then, thank you all for listening, and we will catch you next time.